Saturday, August 5th, as I mentioned last night in yesterday's episode, that I was foregoing LL's Rock the Bell show to go to Ali Wong at the Beacon Theater. And also, I would add, I don't know if I mentioned this last night, today is my half birthday. So if I didn't hear from you, you can just, you know, lose my number. Thanks. So it's a late night now. I went to Beacon by myself. My wife is at Fish. She's still there. I assume she'll be on her way home soon. So got at the Beacon Theater incredibly easy. Subway right from my place, like 15 minutes. It was like kind of almost too easy. The thing that really caught my attention, though, to switch off Ali Wong for a second, I was fucking around with the Rock the Bells Instagram, and earlier this morning they released the set, like the times that each artist would go on. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, if they released this like 3 days ago, I probably would have bought a ticket on the spot and been like, all right, I'm going at 5 o'clock. LL, being the headliner, was on at 9:05. It's like I could do 5 hours, because like most of the groups I wanted to see, like I would have missed some good shit for sure. But I was like, oh, if they put this out earlier, I would have been like, all right, now I get it. Now I'll make my plan around this lineup. They didn't do that, so I didn't go. Their loss, not mine. Anyway, so took the subway up to Upper West Side, a place that I am very, you know, not familiar with, as most of my antics stay below 14th Street. And even then, below Houston Street, like, you know, I'm a downtown guy. So I took the subway up to wherever, 75th and Broadway. Brought my Easy Pass to make sure I got through. And had a drink at the Amsterdam Ale House because I was a little early. I looked earlier and Shang Wen, who has a Netflix special, which my wife and I actually watched in the past year or two. Pretty funny. He was the opener, because I was just trying to figure out the timing of the evening. It was called for 7:30. I was like, what time am I going to get out of there? I started looking up sushi restaurants in the area because I wanted to have dinner afterwards. I wasn't sure if it was going to go to 9:30 or 10:30 or what. So he comes on late. Like, if it was called for 7:30, he didn't come on till 7:45, let's say. I figured he would do like four. At that point, I was like, all right, he's going to do 40 minutes, 45 minutes. There'll be a break, then Ali Wong will come on, and it'll go to like at least 10, maybe 10:30. He only ends up doing like 20, 25 minutes, but he then introduces a surprise guest, Ronnie Chang, who I had not heard of, but he allegedly is a big deal. He's got multiple Netflix specials. He was in the movie, he did a whole bit about this, fuck, like Crazy Rich Asians, he was in that. So he had some cachet around him, and he was pretty funny too. So that was all good. I was having a great time. I'm like, oh shit, this is gonna go till late. But it didn't, because then there was no break. Ronnie Chang introduced Ali Wong. She came out, and she only did not barely an hour. So even though the show was called for 7:30 and didn't start till probably 7:45, 7:50, she got off stage at 9:25 after doing, let's say, 55 minutes. She was good. I would say that, like, I'm not blaming this on her. Well, the one part I will blame on her is her whole set was about her recent divorce in the past year and change, which is a good topic to dig into, don't get me wrong. But when the entire set is about the same thing, it got a little tired for me. Or maybe it was just me. Because like at some point, midway, like I was really into it, I was laughing. Midway through her shtick, I kind of just like lost it. I kind of went limp, for lack of a better word. I went like tired and like, all right, I'm going to sit here and stare at the stage and I'll smile if something really funny happens. But like, I'm almost like, I started thinking about what time is she going to be off stage so I can make sure I get to the sushi place that I scouted out earlier? And that felt weird. That's where I ended up, in the middle of a comedian I really enjoy in the middle of her set. But that's where I was. All in all, good night. The sushi place ended up not being open. So I was like, fuck this. Got back on the subway. Didn't take it because I'm a pro, New York style. It's like, I'm not going home. I took it to 14th Street. So I'm like, all right, let me get off here and then like get my bearings and then figure out where I'm going to eat. And this is, you know, 10 o'clock, 10:15 at night. It's Saturday night in New York City, so a lot of places are open, but also a lot of places that serve food strictly are not open or not staying open. Anyway, I pulled a pro move and ended up at, got in a cab and went to Tomo, which is one of my old school favorite sushi places of all time. And they were set to close at 10:45. They let me in at 10:20, sat at sushi bar, and had a few things, including the Cone of Love, which if you ever dined with me at Tomo or otherwise sushi place, I might even recreate it. But that was something, that was a Cone of Love is a hand roll. I should do a full episode on Cone of Love, and maybe I even did years ago. Not worth getting into now. I'll do a separate episode on the Cone of Love. But I ended up having a great sushi meal with some sake, revitalized my my vibe. And now I just walked back to Tribeca from Thompson Street. And here I am. I'm near my apartment. And yeah, that was my my solo night out on the town in New York City. My last night, as we are going back to Long Island tomorrow. So I will talk to you from Roslyn tomorrow night.